Ariel, here on Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You, if I were to try and categorize the tip type I think you've given the most across our over 3 years of tipping. No, sorry, we're in our third year of tipping. I believe you've given more sock tips than any other type. And today you're just going to add to that tally.
We're very socks forward on this show. Did you know that during Bill Clinton's presidency, they had a cat whose name was Socks?
I did know this.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact. It's not
Socks
the tip
is
of the
a
day.
Good cat name.
It's really good. That's not the tip of the day. But actually, in some ways it is. Use that at a dinner party, just for a fun fact. The tip of the day, though, is about warmth. I'm on a kick right now. The next few tips that I'm going to share are about warmth and staying warm, because here in New York City, it has been almost in the negatives for the past few days, and it's tough. And we're recording this. Maybe by the time this comes out, it will be a little bit warmer, but no,
so.
It's pretty bad. I use Bombas. I've been a Bombas wearer for a while. I first heard about them on Helen Zaltzman's podcast, The Illusionist, many moons ago. And after 6 years for one of my Bombas pairs, the same day, two holes. Each sock had a hole on the same day. And no signs of the holes beforehand. Out of nowhere. Crazy. A situation in which I was deeply disturbed. But then I told a friend, and she mentioned that Bombas can be returned and replaced. And that is something that I'm very interested in looking into. So the tip of the day is, first of all, wear Bombas. They're not paying us. Second of all, look into your sock, insurance policy when you purchase socks. A lot of socks know that they hope that you're going to be with them for a while. And so they've got policies in place. And Ned, you're smiling because you know something about this policy that you're going to share, which might make it so that we will never be sponsored by Bombas, but we'll find out.
I know a human who does Bombas a lot, and they got some Bombas and disliked them. I don't know what it was about the fit. They were not fans of the socks. They own a lot of Bombas, but it didn't work out.
This specific pair.
This specific set they got wasn't a fan. And they reached out to Bombas and they said, hey, I would like to, return these and exchange them for different socks. And Bombas said, yeah, absolutely. And they processed a refund. And then they said, give away the socks. Keep the socks. We don't care. Don't send them back. And so then my friend bought new Bombas with the ability given to them by Bombas. And then those socks came defective. And so they reached back out to Bombas and they're like, hi, these socks don't work. I need to trade them in. And they're like, cool, keep them. We don't care. And gave them the money back. And what ended up happening is this human that I know ended up getting like six sets of Bombas for the price of one over the course of time. And it's a bit of a wonderful thing that their policy is. And I'm sure they've done the math that at the end of the day, they're making so much overhead on these socks that they can afford to just lose cash like this. But the Bombas return policy is very, very generous. And if you utilize it, to my understanding, and I don't use Bombas, they will have you donate the socks or keep the socks or whatever, which means if you don't want to keep them, if they don't fit your feet, take them to your local thrift store, give them to charity, whatever you need to do. But that is a great thing about Bombas, and you should consider buying from them for it.
Realizing this was a worthwhile longer episode, so Tip and Dale's, let us know. Let us know how you feel about the length of our show. Should it be longer? Should it be shorter? Should your socks be taller or shorter? Ned, what do you like better nowadays?
I'm generally a short sock kind of guy, but I keep a collection of fun tall socks. But the problem with the tall sock is I only generally wear them with a pant, so then no one sees them anyway. I'm not a shorts and tall socks kind of guy.
I'm a tall only nowadays. I used to be a really try to act like you're not wearing socks type person, but the tides have turned. But I'll also just say, just to recap on this here, our longest tip ever, that socks and a lot of other clothing that is made by an ethical company often create systems where you can get returns. And it's our job not to take advantage of those return policies or replacement policies. But do some research when you're making these purchases, because a lot of the time you can not just buy from a huge box store, you can buy from a smaller company, not that Bombas is small at this point, but it's smaller than some of the huge corporations. And it is one that does some cool things. So check it out. Hopefully they pay us one day. Love you, Bombas.
Love you, Bombas. Thank you, Chippendales, for easily the longest episode we've ever recorded. And it was about socks.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.